until now, until Paratesva, we were learning about how every time I learn Torah, I'm changing the Olamos Elyonim. I'm changing everything and therefore changing the whole world. And now he's telling us, you should know that HaMevarech Yisbarech. This is not without its benefit package. And somebody who gives a bracha gets a bracha. Okay, we are in Shar Dalet Perek Tesvav. What I'd like to do is just review quickly and synopsize the Perek, finish the Perek, and tell you what I really don't understand about this Perek. And Brisk was taught that if you say you don't understand, that's as good as coming up with a pshat. So I'm happy to do that. The Perek starts off in Perek Tesvav. Hinei ha-mevarech misbarech. Umibarchas an shala olam, olam is yivarech gam ha-adam. So Yesod Aleph that we learned was that ha-mevarech misbarech, that if until now, until Perek Tesvav, we were learning about how every time I learn Torah, I'm changing the olamos elyonim. I'm changing everything and therefore changing the whole world. And now he's telling us, you should know that HaMevarech Yisbarech. This is not without its benefit package. And somebody who gives a bracha gets a bracha, which we spend time understanding why that is. Don't want to go over that right now. HaMevarech Yisbarech. And now the question is, in what way do I get a bracha from learning Torah? And he goes on to say, that just try to follow with me. For instance, kol adin ambition mistalken meilav. Any negative din that can come from the shemayim, it's mistalken meilav, doesn't go on me. And he quotes here another Tanit Eliyahu. And here in, if you go a few paragraphs in, I just want to spend a moment on this reviewing. Sham Reish Perek Vav, Heviani Hamelech Chadorav, a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. Kishem Shiesh LaKadosh Baruch Hu Chadrei Chadorim B'Tayrosai, Kach Yesh Lahem L'Talmidei Chachamim L'Kol Echad V'Echad Chadrei Chadorim B'Tayrosai. Ve'imra isa shah yisurim memashashin uvayin alav, rutz lechadrei Torah, omiyad ha-yisurim baruchin mimcha. So translation is that there are many chambers and inner chambers in Hashem's Torah, which can mean like there's pshat, remez, drush, so that there's multiple levels of understanding it, or it could mean something else. But what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying here, it's actually the Tanit Ve'Eliyahu, which is saying, already Chazal, that just like Hashem has Chadrei Chadorim, many chambers and inner chambers, so too does a Talmud Chacham, what he means here, somebody who learns Torah, has Chadorim, Chadrei Chadorim B'Tayrasei. We have Chadrei Chadorim B'Tayrasei. So I was told after last week's shir that I still didn't understand what this means. I didn't explain it well, and probably the reason I didn't explain it well is because I don't understand it well, but let's try. Umiyad ha-yisurin baruchim mimcha. And when you go into your chadrei chadarim, so yisurim will leave me, or bedelin mimcha, baruchim mimcha, they'll run away from me. We find many people that are learning Torah and they have Yisurim. So that question, I don't know the answer to. If I knew the answer to that, I would understand what Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand of Lama Yesh Tzadik V'Ra'aloi. And it's hard to distinguish what's Yisurim Shel Ahava and the different types of suffering and pain that all of us incur. As I often report and update, I haven't yet met anybody that doesn't have some kind of a peckle. Everybody's got something going on. What are the chadrei chadarim of Torah say? And let's say all of us here, all of us have learned Torah, some more than others. And we have Yisurim. All of us here at some point or another have had Yisurim, different types of suffering. So somehow or another, there's this trick of running into my chadrei chadarim and thereby avoiding the Yisurim. What am I supposed to do? What's the kesher between my Torah, chadrei chadarim, and the Yisurim? And this is, he says, HaMavarech Yisbarach. So it seems to me, I just want to say one sentence from Reb Tzedek HaKohen in Rasisei Laila. Reb Tzedek HaKohen, Kohen Gadol, in the Rasisei Laila, so he tells us that whenever a person feels tested or challenged or unsafe, so a human being's tendency is to run into a place which is safe for them. Harehu boireach lemakim. Which is safe for him. So what that means is, let's say a person does a certain avera. So, and he says, no, I'm never going to do that avera again. This is what Reb Tzedek is talking about. He's talking about tshuva. So you don't do it again until which point that you're challenged. And this is a very important Reb Tzedek unto itself. Until which point that you're challenged and you're in pain and you feel persecuted somehow or another. So I did tshuva, but I'm persecuted or I'm suffering. So a person will run to, this is a dangerous thing, a person will run to their safe place. And the safe place doesn't mean you're running into the miklat. You could very easily run into one of your old habits and it doesn't, and then that's where you are because that's where you feel comfortable. I'll just give you an example. Like, let's say somebody for many, many years, whenever they were in a huge amount of pain, they took drugs. There's an example. So, and then they swear off the drugs. So it doesn't mean too much until one is challenged again. And then when they're challenged again, the question is, they're going to run into their safe place, the place where they know how to hide from the suffering, and they can get right back into drugs. And we found this with many, many people that maybe even ourselves, that, we do tshuva. But I'm not talking about like just yetzer hara. There are places that I've created in my life which are comfortable for me, and I feel protected in those places, and a person will run back to those places. Reb Tzedek talks about even if somebody has had an affair with an Eishes Ish, and lo yaleinu, God forbid, and somebody, I'm thinking about this because I'm trying to help somebody right now in this situation, and he's sworn off it. Oh, I hate her, got her out of my life. My wife wants to leave me. I love my wife. She's the love of my life. And I'm thinking to myself that, okay, we'll go through the process of tshuva, but the question is, that's right now. What's going to happen when you need a safe haven? Are you going to run back to that or not?
Isn't that Rambam Shuva Gemara? Whether you're in the same exact place, all the same criteria, I think we don't have to get to that level, or it's just saying Lamaisa, you may get there, and that's the question.
B'diuk. So it's a danger. If you don't get to the level that ani isha acher v'loy eni oisa isha chata, then there's always that little, let's call it for our purposes here, that chadrei chadorim, physical or psychological, that I can run into. I'm comfortable in that spot.
But that's a negative kind. The Rav saying that's a negative.
That's on the negative side. Okay. There's a positive side to it. And that is, this is the what I'm saying now is a chiddush, but maybe it's what the Nefesh HaChayim means. And that is that if a person is struggling and suffering, and you're Talmud Chacham, through and through a Talmud Chacham, the Torah has really made a deep roshim on me. However, you know, it's, you know, as you go through life, you know, you get more and more superficial, and you get into the habit of Torah, and you do things, mitzvot, like the Mesillas Yesharim says in Perek Aleph, you end up doing everything mitzvot hanoshim milumada. You just do things by rote, by habit, which is not such a bad thing. That means you're a firm Jew. That's a good thing. But what happens is, when your habit gets challenged, do those habits hold water? Do they stand? Will you continue? Or do you fall into this dark place? A Talmud Chacham can fall back into his Chadrei Chadarim, which is Kulei Torah. So the Chadrei Chadarim of a Talmud Chacham is not, he goes back to drugs, he goes back to, let's say, that Torah which either inspired him to begin with, or that Torah which was made such a deep impression on their soul. The real, and I think Torah, by the way, in this case, has a very broad definition. I'm not talking about you go back to that Rashba, maybe also, or that Rambam. I think what it means is that, you know, the deep thoughts that I had, the moments of true understanding, which all of us experience, but a Talmud Chacham has internalized certain things, certain ideas, but you lose those ideas as you lose your way. Everybody loses their way. So you fall back. Where do you fall back into? You know, if you're like a Shakran, you fall back into Sheker. If you're Talmud Chacham, you fall back into Emes. So that's what I believe is the definition of the Chadrei Chadarim. Everybody with me on this? It's very, very strong. And I believe that's what Reb Tzadok says, and maybe that's what he means also. Now, what does that have to do with Yisurin Borchim, Yad HaYisurin Borchim Mimcha? We don't necessarily find this to be so true that all of a sudden my the pain that I'm in goes away. So I don't know if Chazal say that it does, or maybe it's my yachas to the pain, because maybe the suffering is on a superficial level, but that's not me. I'm not there. I'm in a deeper place right now. Can we go into that kind of a deeper place? That's my question. That's what we're talking about here. And I think that the Yisurim, suffering that Hashem sends us, not talking about now Yisurim Shel Ava, which is a complicated idea, but the Yisurim sometimes takes us, you know, refocuses us and reframes things when we're, and brings us into that deeper place. And I think that might be Yisurim Barchin Mimcha, like, this is not what it's, this is not what it's at. I was thinking a lot about the Kleisenberger Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, who I met and I received a bracha from. So the Kleisenberger Rebbe was famous for always having a smile on his face and always receiving people. Besever Panim Yafos with a beautiful smile. And then found out that since he was in the concentration camps, Yimach Shemam V'Zichrom, they did something to him. He had an ongoing migraine headache all day and all night. Couldn't sleep because of it. He couldn't eat properly because of it. He couldn't do anything properly. I mean, it's a disabilitating headache. And I thought to myself, Gevalt, like, how is he smiling all the time? And the answer is that there's such a thing I'm saying the answer academically because I'm not smiling all the time. But there's such a thing as somebody living in a different reality than the reality that the scientist might see or the doctor might see. And that's in a reality of Chadrei Chadarim. This is the ultimate in not just mindfulness, but the ultimate in spirituality, where a person is in touch and falls back into his safe place or her safe place. And that's a very, very deep spiritual place, which I believe is the definition of Torah, into the Chadrei Chadarim. So that's what that's my understanding of the Chadrei Chadarim.
Could this be applied to Rabbi Akiva when he was dying?
It's not just applied. I believe it's the makar. Meaning, Rabbi Akiva, you know, not only died with Shema, but he died b'simcha. What do you mean? What's everybody feeling bad for me for? You know, chol nafshecha, my whole life, kol yamai. I'm saying these words, but masai yavai. When am I going to be able to do it? He was living. Rabbi Akiva, who apparently wasn't always like that, but he got to his point where not his Torah was so deep, and through some type of a meditative process, he was actually able to find a very deep place in himself where he didn't even feel that pain. You know, I'll tell you a story that I saw myself with our Rebbe, Rav Scheinberg, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. I'm not comparing to Rabbi Akiva, but I remember that I accompanied him with his son, Rav Simcha Scheinberg. Don't ask me why I accompanied him, but I did. To Dr. Miller, who was then a dentist in Yerushalayim. That spoke English. He was an Australian, and that's where the Anglo yeshiva bachurim tended to go, to this Dr. Miller. Don't know if he's alive or not. He's Zichrei Baruch. And we went in there with the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Rosh Yeshiva is with his talus and his tefillin and his gemara. And, you know, he's waiting, and the doctor says, there's a tooth. He was in pain. You know, that's why I went to the dentist. And the doctor said, I need to pull that tooth, you know, before the days of the prominence of crowns. You know, I need to pull that tooth. So Rav Scheinberg said, now I would have been like running down the street. Like Rav Scheinberg said, so pull it. He says, yeah, but we have a problem on your chart because I had a slight heart condition. And he said, I'm afraid to give you the amount of, you know, anesthesia, Novocaine, whatever that was they used then, to numb the pain. So that's a very painful process. And I'll never forget this. Rav Scheinberg said, okay, give me a couple of minutes. I'll never forget that. Give me a couple of minutes. And, he was a man that you looked at him and you think you saw one thing, but you didn't see all the deep layers inside. You never saw all the Chadrei Chadarim. All you say was just a nice man, you know. But we who knew him knew that there were many, many levels to that depth, and very, very deep. And who knows what was going through his mind. But he said, give me a couple of minutes. And sure enough, without Novocaine, gave him a couple of minutes. I don't know. He was like, I'm probably involved in a sukkah or whatever he was involved with. And he pulled the tooth, mazahu, and he went out. Like no anesthesia or anything. Now, I can't imagine that he shut down his nervous system, but what happened is he was able to walk into a whole different reality. It's something I think everybody could do. You know, this is something you have to learn how to do. And it's not like he put himself into a trance. It's just that he put himself into a different place. And I think that's the Chadrei Chadarim that a Talmud Chacham could go through too, as opposed to where you don't feel it in the same way, as opposed to the Chadrei Chadarim, which a Baal Aveira could go through. Okay. If we move further into the Nefesh HaChaim, and I want to just move ahead, just skip a few paragraphs. Every word is important, but there's a few Zayars that support the point. Then he says, towards the end, V'chein amru zichreinam livracha, that there's a Gemara in Saita. Paragimel de Saita, Chaf Aleph Amen Aleph. There's a Gemara in Saita. A Torah agune magne min hayisurim. Same idea, but it's a little bit different. The Torah guards me from yisurim. Now, I just want to point out in pshat that guarding me, like a tris, guarding me is different than hayisurim barachin mimenu, nachon? Yeah, Yaakov, you with me on this? There's a big difference between yisurim not coming on me and yisurim suffering that I don't feel. So this is a bigger chiddush than the dentist chair. Here we're talking about the yisurim. Are yisurim atayra rather agune magne mina yisurim? Does everyone have the place there? Bain, and here's the second chiddush. Bain beidna de asakba. Bain be'idna d'loy asakba, whether I'm exactly learning Torah right now, or whether it's not be'idna, like the Gemara in Yevamos talks amudim and amudim about be'idna. Be'idna means that it's mamish at the same time. So Torah will protect me, whether it's at the simultaneous to the Yisurim, or even if I'm not, right now I'm not in the middle of learning Torah, but the Torah that I learn somehow protects me. And it means to say, obviously, it means to say that, you know, there's a Madrega. Please listen to me carefully, because I don't want to give anybody the wrong idea. But there's an idea of Oisik B'Torah. And there's an idea of somebody whose whole life is Osek B'Torah. You know, if you, you know, like, I'll give you just a trivial example. Let's say your wife wants you to say a Dvar Torah at the Shabbos table. Okay. It says in this week's Parsha with a Dvar Torah. You read it in a book. You got it on the internet. You said your own chiddush. Doesn't make any difference. You say a Dvar Torah, which is a good thing. That's what I'm saying. Hear me clearly. I'm not against it. It's a good thing. It's the right surah. It's the right thing for the kids and everything. Very interesting. Like if you have the schus of visiting Gedolei Torah at their Shabbos table, you very seldom hear somebody saying a Dvar Torah at the Shabbos table. Elamai, the whole thing is Torah. The whole Metzius is Ruchnius and learning and even not talking. But Davukba, as he says in a second, calls Manchu who Davuk. There's an Indian of Advaikas. That's my whole life. And that's what it means that, you know, two Talmidei Chachamim are talking Afilo Sichas Chulin. It doesn't make a difference. It's not about the actual learning. You come to a point. Actual learning is good. I'm not against it. I'm all for it. But it's also about just being present in Torah and Torah being present in my life. And therefore, everything that I say, and you say, our whole conversation is a conversation of Torah.
That's the Pasuk Shatan Kehem Chayenu?
Kehem Chayenu. It's a pasuk pshat in so many things that, you know, I think I don't have it in front of me, but I just want, it's worth reviewing something which I learned, and the Rashiva used to quote all the time. You know, I was telling somebody that, you know, I had a great influence by the Rosh Hashiva, but I very seldom find a time to quote him or to. So he said to me, "What do you mean? You don't talk that? You don't quote?" I get it. So Kehem Chayenu. It's a funny phenomenon. But the Chaye Adam in his Hakdama writes, and it's a beautiful lashon, and I've shared it before, but I just want to just say the idea. He said, "I'm writing a sefer Chaye Adam." He was in Talmidei Agra. Before the Mishnah Berurah, he was the Paisa Gadar, but. He was a businessman. He was a businessman. He did, in other words, businessman. I mean by a businessman is that he bought things and he sold them. That's what he did. He was a businessman, buying and selling. And he said that probably anybody who looks at that, I wrote a book, they'll say, Hagam Shoal Banavim, you know, who's this guy to write a book? Balabas. And Balabas. So he says, I remember the lashon, Teda Lachem Achai. He says, my brothers, I want you to know that I do business. However, the whole time I'm doing business, I'm thinking about Torah. When I go to Leipzig, that was the place of the big fairs, you know, where you bought and sold things, you know, the Shuk, Leipzig. So I'm going to Leipzig and I'm doing business and I'm making transactions and I'm negotiating. Daiti Oleha, my head is in Torah. When I'm coming home and I'm selling something, Daiti Aleha, my head is on Torah. When I go to sleep at night, Daiti Aleha. And when I wake up on the morning, Daiti Aleha. And he says that this book, Chaya Adam, Chochmas Adam, the two Svarim that he wrote, these books are not the fruit of necessarily research. It's something, of course, learning research, no question about it. But the depth of it is that this is kihem, as Yaakov says, kihem chayenu v'yarech yameinu. This is my whole life I'm putting in front of you. Daiti alav, and I think that's what it means. I mean, I think so. Therefore, if you're learning Torah, it's megin umatzil. The Gemara says bein beidna de asak, bein beidna de loy asak. Whether I'm bidyuk in the middle of Seder Sheni or Daf Yomi is not the issue. The issue is what's my life? And that's something which is also part of my Chedrei Chadarim. Because my Chedrei Chadarim is where my head and my heart is, even when I'm not sitting with a Gemara in front of me, even when I'm in business, doing whatever I'm doing. Not as a distraction, by the way, as an enhancement to whatever it is that I'm doing it with Torah. So the Nefesh HaChaim says, Kihi, we know that everybody knows this pasuk well. Malasu toy veloy ra kol yim hechayeho, right? So it's talking about, you thought it was talking about a husband and a wife. Malasu toy veloy ra kol yim hechayeho, that you're always taking care of your wife. No, also talking about the Torah. Shlomo HaMelech was talking about the Torah, and the Torah has, we have a relationship. Now, this itself is just gewalt. A relationship? Who has a relationship with Shakespeare? You have a Ben Torah. I'll tell you another thing that I learned, and that is that Rashi used to always say that we say, before Kriya Shema, we say, that's pretty strong, no? That's lishma. And then we say, redundant. What's the repetition for? We just said this prayer. We just said this. Same libeinu lahavin lahaskil lishma. So why are we saying now again? So we learned that the pshat is that the first madrega is a madrega of what I do. The second madrega, v'hoyer inenu b'sarasecha v'dabek libeinu b'mitzvoisecha, is a madrega not of what we do, but a madrega of what we are. My eyes are Torah eyes. My heart is a Torah heart. Yachei levavenu la'ava yira shemecha. Achdus of ava and yira. Two separate things, ava and yira. So that's the complete internalization. I believe it ties right back to what we said of the Chadrei Chadarim of the Torah. I saw in the Ber Mayim Chaim, one of the Talmidim of the Magid. God, you there? Tell us who the Ber Mayim Chaim is. We've got to turn on your little thing there.
Talmud of the Magid of Mezrich, I believe, no?
Yes. The Chernovacherov. So it's one of the biggest of the Rebbes that from him came out. Chassidim wrote the Ber Mayim Chaim, which is, by the way, I just recently started looking at it. It's just a beautiful sefer. Is he also the Toldos? Not the Toldos, the Sidur Eishel Shabbos.
Is that him?
I think so. I'm not sure. Chernovacherov is a rabbi. Anyways, God knows these things in his sleep. You know, I'm surprised you have to look in a book. That's just humble.
No, he's not. He's not the Sidur Eishel Shabbos.
There you go. What was his name?
Sidur Eishel Shabbos?
No, the Ber Mayim Chaim.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't have Ber Mayim Chaim yet.
Anyways, he tells us. Actually, I might have his washing here. Anyways, trust me on this because it's late. The Ber Mayim Chaim says that when Hashem creates the world with or, with like it's not really or, but a mushel, or is a mushel. So it's easier for us to imagine, a stream of light coming in the world and creating that. And a Talmud Chacham, he says, becomes by learning Torah, like it was like a Ner Mitzvah of a Torah or, right? So becomes Batsmusai or, he says. These were very moving words to me. And now that or, you become, by learning Torah, you become a Cheftza Shel or. So therefore, the Hoyer Einenu B'Sarasecha. And now, that Cheftza Shel or is my obligation to give to everybody around me in the world. So it's not just, he says, that when I teach Torah, learn Torah, teach Torah, whatever, I'm bringing light into the world. That's too easy. But rather, not just I'm bringing light into the world, I become a beacon of light. I become light. I take the Torah internalized into me, actually turns me into a light. And so when we're talking about the benefit package, I'm a varech, he's barech. So what we're talking about is it becomes a beacon of light. This is something we can all become, he says. This is what everybody has to become, has to be a beacon of light. I'm saying beacon of light is still not right. Hu atzmai ar. Anyways, let me end with, he says here, gmalasu toy v'loy ra, kol yimei chayeha. So somebody tell me the translation of Gemalasu.
Somebody else.
Be Gomel Oso. To give.
What does the word Gamal mean?
It's like a return.
Yala yala ve Gamal.
Okay.
Oh, Gamal means Ligmol. It's like Ligmol Tova. It's like to return something for something.
You sure?
At least in modern Hebrew, that's how we use it.
Right. So
is it returning something or just giving over, doing a good to somebody?
What does gemilas chasadim mean?
Doing chasadim.
So here's what I said. I'm going to end with what I don't know instead of ending what I don't know. But let me just tell you a few things that come to mind. Vayigdal hayelad. Somebody just said vayigamal. Vayigamal was it, and Yitzchak.
Vayigamal, it's in the Nifel that he
Yitzchak grew up and he was weaned. He was weaned. That's what that means. Vayigamal. Gmalasu.
He stopped doing the chesed to him. He stopped getting in that case.
Okay. Gmalasu toiv v'loira. We make a bracha hagoymel. L'chayovim toivos. Shegimolani kol toiv. And we say every day, Ashir Allah Hashem, Yigamal Alai. Okay, now how do we get from weaning the baby, which is actually, like Avram says, is a sort of a withdrawal, weaning the baby to Hagoymal Chayavim Toivois, Malasu Toivolayra. It's a curious word, Gamal. Yeah?
Yeah.
So I think, I want to posit this theory, and I think it's very important. And if you go for a second to the Haggah in the Nefesh HaChaim, Umashikosev Gemalasu Kigmul, this little Haggah here is full of Chidushim, but I just want to say the first one. Kigmul, the word Gemul, you know, there's a Sefer HaGemul, which talks about Olam Haba. Kigmul Perush Tashlum Gmul Lamisha Hetiv Itoy Mikoidim. That's exactly what Gil said. Recompense. What's the word I'm thinking?
Recompense.
Recompense. Thank you. In other words, you did this for me, I'll do this for you. So it's not just Gemilas Chasadim then. Gemilas Chasadim is like, you would think, I'm just doing a chesed, even if you never did anything for me. And you don't expect anything back. But there's Ose Chesed also. Yaakov Avinu said, it's a chesed asher, imasiso imadi chesed ve'emes. It's an asiyas chesed. But what's a Gemilas Chasadim? It's g'day for us to, I'm just going to give you this for homework here. what does gomel mean? Gomel achayavim toivaisin. And I believe that, let me just throw out a theory in words, that there's such a thing as putting somebody on their feet, helping them reach a level of maturity where they're on their own. And I believe, I'll be miyashiva with the Nefesh HaChaim, I'll try, but I believe like, Vayigdal hayeled vayigamal. The child grew up and he was weaned. What does that mean? I fed you, I took care of you, I loved you, and go. Now you're on your own. Find your own food. This is, by the way, a huge chesed, because the chesed that you're doing for somebody with our children is when we stop helicoptering them and protecting them, because we've created a situation where they can take care of themselves. I'm not saying we should stop taking care of our children, but I'm saying the idea is to get them to a point of vayigamal. They are weaned. That's the idea. It becomes a chai noisei es hatzmai. So when you, I think that gamal is the act of taking of helping another person stand on their own. Hagoymel l'chayavim toivai segamalani kol toiv. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes me stand. I believe that Hirsch says, Rav Hirsch says in the Chumash, I found it before. I think Hirsch says that when we talk about gamal, give me one second. It says in Devarim, Vayotzeitz Tzitz Vayigmal Shkedim. The story of Aaron. Same way is referring to a mother regarding the child, hence weaning. Perhaps, listen to this, the camel is also called Gamal because it can go such a long time without drinking. In other words, it's on its own, independent. Looking at all happenings as fruit matured on the tree of time, what words? Looking at all happenings as fruit matured on the tree of time. Isn't that beautiful? Gamal in general would mean bringing these fruits of time to maturity, to guide the fate of men. Thus, Ashira LaHashem ki gamal oloi. I sing unto Hashem for what has happened to me. He brought maturity for me. Kol tagmalai alai. Ma ashiv l'Hashem. Kol tagmalai alai. So it's similar to what I'm saying. Not exactly, but the nakuda is that the pshat in gomal, to be gomel, gemilas chasadim, what's the highest level of gemilas chasadim? To make that the person is no longer dependent on you or on anybody. And you the biggest level of gemilas chasadim would be gemilas chasadim is when you wean somebody from the tzedakah, when they're no longer dependent. Independence. Weaning is independence. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, even if we're chayovim, and but you see, Hashem saved me from this accident or from this desert or from this body of water, arbitzrichim lahaydois, but the bracha is so curious that hagoymel lechayovim toivois shegmalani kol toiv. He allows me to stand even in a makam of sakana, even when I shouldn't be standing. So I need you for homework to investigate this a little bit. This word gamal is like a fascinating root, gimel mem lamed. but I think it becomes very important for this piece of Amzachayim. But let me just tell you quickly, l'sayim, the Briskerov. Briskerov says, it's in the Sefer, v'ani b'chastecho v'tachti, yogel libi b'shuasecho, ashir l'Hashem ki gamal alai. So the Briskerov asks, "Vani b'chastecho v'tachti." What does that mean? I trust you, Hashem. You will take care of me. So what does it mean? I trust you'll take care of me. I don't have the thing yet, but I hope you'll take care of me. If you already have the thing, you don't need betachin. I already have it. So the Briskerov says, "Vani b'chastecho v'tachti." I trust you'll take care of me. Your chesed. "Vani b'chastecho v'tachti." Yogel libi. And yet, Yoga Libi Bishuasecha. So is this the same guy? On one hand, he's Ani B'chastecho B'tachti, he's holding in B'tachin. And on the other hand, Yoga Libi Bishuasecha, I'm already getting all excited, making a kiddush for the Yeshua that you've given me, the Chastira. So the Briskerov says that the answer is Ashira La Hashem. Ashira l'Hashem, I'm singing out to Hashem, ki gomal alai. As a Briskerov, the Kneich, ki means ki ilu. Ki has four definitions. And in this case, he said it means ki ilu, because I have to have betachin to the madrega of ki ilu gomal alai. So therefore, even though I'm still v'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, I could already be in yoga libi b'shuasecha, Ashir el Hashem. Why? Ki ilu gamal alai. So that's the Adkan the Briskerov, which to me fits beautifully with what we're saying, because we Hashem is being maimed us. Like we can rely on Hashem. That is betachin. Betachin is the weaning where we can rely on a Kodesh Baruch Hu that even if we're chayovim. That there's a gemilas chasadim here. He's going to allow me to stand on my own two feet. And for this, David HaMelech says, Ashira l'Hashem. Yogel libi b'shuasecha. So it's not even the future. It's already the present. Okay. Something to think about. Dan, are you still there somewhere?
Yep.
Should I shut off the recording? I'll shut off and see if it records in flux and all by itself.
Okay. I just need you to host again. You are the host once again.
I am. Okay. Baruch HaVatzalach. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.
Shabbos right there.